正道的主题是基督耶稣神所设立的挽回祭。
Today's sermon topic is a propitiation set forth by God.
各位弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天很特别，大家好像很亲密。
Today is very special. We are all very close together.
但愿神藉着祂的话语带领我们更加与神更加亲近。
Through God's word, may He bring us to be closer together.
让我们先低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你为我们预备了救恩。
Thank you for preparing the grace for us.
你又赐下你的话语，去引导我们去走永生的道路。
And you have given us your word to guide us in the way everlasting.
天父，求你照着你丰盛的慈爱，在这一刻将你更多的恩典赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, through your abounding love, may you give us more grace.
求你叫圣灵运行在我们各人的心里面。
May the Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
开我们属灵的心眼，叫我们能够看得见又听得到你叫人得生命的道。
Open our spiritual eyes and let us see and hear your word that gives life.
帮助孩子和作翻译的姊妹，叫我们能够将你的话讲得清楚明白。
Help me and the sister doing interpretation so that we can speak your word clearly.
又求你用你的话去建立和坚固我们每一个人的信。
May you build us up with your word and strengthen us in our faith.
叫我们可以凭信将你的道行出来。
Through faith, we can live out your teaching.
恭敬地将以下的时间交托在天父你的手里面。
Reverently, we commit the following period of time in your mighty hands.
我们的祷告是奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在上一次罗马书的信息，我们听到圣经跟我们讲我们每个人的本相。
In the previous message, in Romans, we have heard that through the Bible, we know our true selves.
第一就是我们每个人都是亏欠神荣耀得罪神的人。
Firstly, we are all people who fall short of the glory of God and we sin against God.
我们的心里面会看自己和世上的人与事比神或者神的事情更加重要更加吸引。
In our heart, we view ourselves and the things of this world more importantly than God or things related to God.
面对人生，我们都会自己想办法去面对。
Facing our lives, we will try to deal with it in our own ways.
而祷告就主要是求神帮助我们去达到我们所想。
In our prayers, we often ask God to accomplish what we want.
完全依靠神，往往是要等到我们没有办法。
To completely rely on God,we'll wait at the time when we are at our wits' end.
于是祷告就是我们最后可以做。
Therefore, prayer is our last resort.
如果我们这样做的话，就反映出我们即使明知道神是神，但并没有将神当作是神来荣耀祂。
If we do that, it reflects that we know God is God, but we don't honor Him as, or glorify Him as we should.
第二是就是我们的内心仍然是属肉体。
Secondly, our heart is still carnal.
属肉体的人面对神的律法就只有死路的一条。
When facing God's law, carnal people are facing a dead end.
但是神因着神的恩典，我们可以因着相信主耶稣基督的救赎就白白称义。
But through faith in the grace of salvation,We believe in the redemption of the Lord Jesus, and we are freely justified.
当我们讲到基督耶稣的救赎的时候，我们通常马上就会想到主为我们的罪死。
When we talk about the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will immediately think that the Lord died for our sins.
但神要救赎我们，为什么主耶稣基督就一定要死？
But for God to redeem us, why did the Lord Jesus had to die?
基督要受死，究竟是神救赎人的其中一个方法，还是唯一的方法？
Christ had to die, is it one of the ways that God can redeem man, or is it the only way?
如果呢个系一个唯一嘅方法，点解咧？
If this is the only way, why?
究竟十字架最深层嘅意义系乜嘢？
What is the innermost meaning of the cross?
当使徒保罗同我哋讲出人系因信基督耶稣可以白白称义嘅时候，
When the apostle Paul tells us, when through faith in the Lord Jesus, men are freely justified.
他向我们透露了一个我们很少留意到主为了人的救赎而受死的原因。
He has disclosed the reason for the lost salvation, which we have seldom noticed.
在罗马书的第三章二十五节这样说，
In Romans chapter 3 verse 25,
神设立耶稣作挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，藉着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
在这段经文当中，当保罗讲到主耶稣基督被设立为挽回祭的时候，
In this passage, Paul is saying that when the Lord Jesus was presented as a sacrifice of atonement, or translated as a propitiation set forth by God according to the King James Version.
出乎人的想法，保罗跟着说，神这样做是为了自己。
Out of man's expectation, Paul follow on to say that God did this was for his own glory, or for he himself.
这段经文的下半节讲出，神这样做是要表明和证明出神自己的公义。
The second half of the verse tells us this is to demonstrate and evidence God's justice.
是什么原因神竟然要自己去证明自己是公义？
Why is it that God had to demonstrate and evidence his own justice?
在25节最后的结话告诉我们，
At the end of verse 25, it tells us,
因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
In his forbearance, he has left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
圣经说神因为爱去忍耐宽容人所犯过的罪。
The Bible tells us that because of God's love, he had forbearance for the sins committed by man.
但神这样做会令神公义的美名受到质疑。
But for God to do that, it would cause his good and righteous name to be questioned.
其中一个例子就发生在以色列的王大卫身上。
One of the examples is in the king of Israel, David.
在撒母耳记下的第十一章记载了大卫王因为一个妇人容貌甚美。
In 2 Samuel chapter 11, there's a record that King David, because of a woman who was very beautiful,
他就用他是身为王的权势去夺人妻杀人妇。
He abused his power as king to take away someone's wife and killed the husband.
圣经说，但大卫所行的这事，耶和华甚不喜悦。
The Bible tells us that, but the thing David had done displeased the Lord.
圣经明明的话，神非常不喜悦大卫所行的恶。
The Bible tells us very clearly that God was very displeased with the evil that David had done.
在撒母耳记下的十二章九节，神通过先知拿单去斥责大卫。
In 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 9, through the prophet Nathan, God rebuked David.
你为什么藐视耶和华的命令，行他眼中看为恶的事呢？你借亚门人的刀杀害客人乌利亚，又娶了他的妻为妻。
Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and took his wife to be your own.
圣经指责大卫藐视神的命令，行神眼中为恶的事。
The Bible condemned David for despising God's command and did what was evil in his eyes.
但大卫的罪更加严重的后果是
But a more serious consequence of David's sin was
在撒母耳记下第十二章十四节这样告诉我们
In 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 14
只是你行这事叫耶和华的仇敌大得亵渎的机会故此你所得的孩子必定要死
But because by doing this you have made the enemies of the Lord show utter contempt the son born to you will die
这句说话透露出人的罪是怎样去亏欠了神的荣耀
This statement discloses how man's sin will fall short of the glory of God
就是被神的仇敌得到亵渎嘲笑讥讽神的机会
That is, it will make the enemies of the Lord show utter contempt, mockery and ridicule.
神当然有向大卫施行他的惩罚
God surely carried out his punishment on David.
但当大卫承认自己的罪的时候，先知拿单怎么说呢？
But when David confessed his sins, what did the prophet Nathan say?
耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。
The Lord has taken away your sin; you are not going to die.
但圣经明明话罪的工价乃是死。
But the Bible clearly tells us that the wages of sin is death.
大卫行恶，他的一家甚至整个以色列国都受到罪的牵连。
David did evil.So his own family, or even the whole nation of Israel, was adversely affected because of him.
但对于大卫先知话，耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。
But to David, the prophet said, "The Lord has taken away your sin; you are not going to die."
如果你是大卫，相信你不会觉得神这样做有什么问题。
If you are David, surely you don't think there's a problem with what God is doing.
神赦免人的罪对人梗系好啦，有咩问题咧
？For God to forgive man's sin, this is good to man. So what's the problem?
神系神，佢唔系拥有权力去做佢想做嘅事咩
？God is God. Doesn't he have the power to do what he wants?
何况神系做一件对人好嘅事
？Furthermore, it is something that is good to man.
如果我哋咁样谂嘅话，系因为我哋只系以人嘅忠心去看一件嘅事情。
If we think like that, it shows that we are using a people-centered approach to look at things.
坐喺天上至高嘅神系圣洁公义嘅神。
The God who is sitting in the highest heaven is the holy and righteous God.
神系神，唔会好似人一样咁去行事。
God is God. He will not do things like man.
当人做咗皇帝或者做咗个军阀之后
，When a man becomes a king or a warlord,
佢可以唔理任何嘅后果，自己想做乜就做乜。
He can disregard all the consequences and do what he wants.
神嘅想法亦都唔会好似人一样。
The way God thinks is not like man.
觉得只要对人好，就唔需要理会咁多嘅原则。
Thinking that as long as it is good to the person, he doesn't have to regard so many principles.
神的确是一位独行其事的神。
Surely, the God is the God who alone does marvelous things.
神会按照自己所定的旨意去行事。
God will do things according to his own will.
但神所行的绝对不会有与他的神性不协调的地方。
But what God does will certainly not be in disaccord with his divine nature.
神的公义的要求是罪的工价乃是死。
The righteous requirement of God is the wages of sin is death.
在神的公义属性上面，人犯了罪是不可能不上罪的工价。
In according to the attribute of God's righteousness,When a man sins, it is impossible for him not to pay the wages of sin.
如果神单单用自己的权柄去宽恕人的罪，神就不能够说他所做的都是公义。
If God solely uses his authority to absolve man's sin, then he cannot say what he does is righteous.
所以公义的神必定要向不虔不义的人倾下神一切的愤怒和刑罚。
Therefore, the righteous God has to pour out his wrath and punishment to those who are ungodly and unrighteous.
但对于每一个向神悔改认罪、相信基督耶稣为救主的人
，But for everyone who has confessed his sin and accept the Lord Jesus as Savior.
罗马书嘅第三章廿五节咁话。
Romans chapter 3 verse 25 tells us,
神设立耶稣作挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，藉着人的信。
God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood.
什么是挽回祭？
What is the sacrifice of atonement or propitiation?
就是一个祭物，当它被奉上的时候。
It is a sacrifice when it is offered.
在这个祭物所承受的，或者在这个祭物被献上的过程中，
What this sacrifice bears, or throughout the whole process of offering this sacrifice,
它可以被接受为因藐视神的命令，行神眼中为恶的事，已经受到应得的惩罚。
It is understood as because of despising the commands of God and doing what is evil in his eyes, then it receives the due punishment.
同时这个祭物本身的价值是可以显出而且又证明得到。
And also the worth of this sacrifice can manifest an evidence.
神的公义、神的荣耀是绝对要被重视和尊崇。
That God's righteousness and God's glory absolutely has to be held in high regard and esteem.
那在这个宇宙之中，有什么祭物可以同神的荣耀同等价值？
In the whole universe, what sacrifice is there that can equate to the worth of to the worth and glory of God?
就只有神的独生儿子主耶稣基督。
It is only the only begotten Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
咁喺一切嘅刑罚当中，有啲乜嘢系可以显明神嘅愤怒、神嘅公义审判已经完全倾倒出嚟？
In all the punishments, which one can manifest that God's wrath and the righteous judgment of God is completely poured out?
只有背上要受到充满的鞭，只有背上要满受的鞭伤，再加上在众人之下被人凌辱，最后要在十字架上战被钉死。
Only when his back was scourged,When he was publicly humiliated and at the end was crucified.
圣经说神设立耶稣作挽回祭。
The Bible says God presented Jesus as the sacrifice of atonement.
就在神的愤怒和刑罚要倾倒在一个相信主福音的罪人的头上的时候。
When the time that God's wrath and punishment is about to be poured outOn a person who has received the gospel,
主耶稣基督用他自己的身体去代他们承接了。
With his own body, the Lord Jesus accepted it on their behalf.
神一切的愤怒和刑罚都落了在主的身上。
All the wrath and punishment of God will fall on his body.
圣经说他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
The Bible says he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness.
又话他诚然担当我哋嘅忧患，背负我们嘅痛苦。
It also says surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
他为我们的过犯受害。为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
圣经话俾我哋听，神要救赎我哋，忍耐宽容我哋所犯嘅罪。
The Bible tells us that in order for God to redeem us.He has to bear all the sins that we have committed.
神的儿子就一定要为我们承受一切，而且一定要受死。
The Son of God had to carry everything for us, and he had to die.
为的是去显明神的义。
In order to manifest the righteousness of God.
跟住喺罗马书嘅第二章二十六节咁话。
In Romans chapter 2 verse 26.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
He did this.To demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
保罗话：当神嘅义因基督耶稣而得到显明嘅时候
，Paul says, when the righteousness of God is manifested through Christ Jesus,
我哋就可以知道呢位神真系一个公义嘅神。
We can know that this God is surely a righteous God.
神亦都可以喺呢个公义嘅情况之下，称相信主耶稣嘅人为义人。
And also in this situation of righteousness, God can justify those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
刚刚我哋从罗马书听到一个完整嘅福音。
Just now we have heard the complete gospel from Romans.
你对呢位神有咩认识
？What knowledge do you have about this God?
在这个福音信息当中，我们应该可以认识得到这位神是绝对可以去相信和倚靠。
In this gospel message, we can realize that this God is someone whom we can totally trust and rely on.
首先，这位神既然是这么重视自己的公义。
Firstly, this God who takes his righteousness so seriously.
所以他所做的一切一定是公义和正直。
Therefore, everything he does is surely righteous and upright.
所以我们可以去相信他吩咐人去做和引导人去走的路都是正确的。
Therefore, we can believe what he commands men to do and the path that he leads men to walk on is correct.
他的旨意人可能当时看不到有什么好处。
Maybe at that moment, man cannot see the benefit of his will.
但我可以相信神的意思原是好的。
But we can believe in this. God intended it for good.
第二方面是这位神他可以为了救赎人甚至几乎破坏自己荣耀的美名。
Secondly, this God, in order to redeem man, to the extent that he nearly... did it at the cost of damaging his glorious good name.
这位神为了显明自己的公义，又能够叫人知道他可以称信主的人为义。
This God, in order to manifest that he is righteous, and also to let men know that he can justify those who believe in him.
他可以将自己的独生子舍弃，为人作为挽回祭。
He gave up his only begotten son to be a sacrifice of atonement or a propitiation.
正如罗马书嘅第八章三十二节话俾我哋听。
As it is written in Romans chapter 8 verse 32.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们么？
He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
所以我们可以去相信。
Therefore, we can believe.
在我们各样的处境当中，神一定会帮助我们去面对。
In all our situations, God will surely help us to face.
神既然今日带我哋嚟到呢个处境嘅当中
，Since God has brought us to this situation today，
神亦都会俾我哋喺呢个处境当中我哋需要嘅恩典。
He will also give us the necessary grace in this situation。
另一方面，我哋对自己被称为一个基督徒又有咩领会
？On the other hand, for us to be called a Christian, what is our understanding？
如果神差遣一个天使去记录低你去年2023年全年所作的祷告
，If God sends an angel to take a record of all your prayers in the year 2023，
你覺得你的記錄裏面有記錄的禱告是關於健康、人際關係、工作、學業或者教會事務？
How many prayers according to your recognition are about health and relationship with other people, your work, your studies or affairs of the church?
今天我們從羅馬書聽到十字架的深層意義。
Today, from the book of Romans, we have heard the innermost meaning of the cross.
我們就應該認識得到一個基督徒真正的身份。
We should understand the real identity of a Christian.
一個基督徒他的身份都是屬神的奴仆。
A Christian's identity is a slave to God.
在哥林多前書的第七章二十三節，保羅這樣告訴我們。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 23.
你們是重價買來的，不要作人的奴仆。
You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men.
我們可以從神的憤怒和審判中被救贖出來。
We can be redeemed from the wrath and punishment of God.
是主用自己的身體和血換回來。
It is because of an exchange from the Lord's own body and blood.
所以每個基督徒都是屬於主。
Therefore, every Christian belongs to the Lord.
也就是說每個基督徒都是雙倍屬於神。
In other words, every Christian belongs to God twice over.
我们原本是属于神，因为我们是由神创造。
We belong to God because we were created by God.
我们更加属于神，是因为基督将我们买赎回来。
We also belong to God because the Lord Jesus redeemed us.
如果神是双倍的拥有你，
If God possesses you twice over,
那也就是说神对你有绝对的主权。
It means God has absolute sovereignty over you.
如果基督徒知道又承认自己是神的奴仆的话，
If a Christian knows and acknowledges that he is the slave to God,
圣经提到两方面我们会去做。
The Bible tells us that there are two things that we will do.
作为一个仆人，我们应该会凡事都去看自己是否能够叫你的主喜悦。
As a servant, you will see in everything, whether you please your Lord.
保罗在加拉太书第一章第十节咁话。
Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢么？若仍够讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Am I now trying to win the approval of man or of God?Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
在人的社会中，基督职员都是会希望得到上司的喜悦。
In human society, all employees would like to win the favor of their superiors.
除非他不想再在这间公司里做事。
Unless he doesn't want to work in this organization any longer.
相反，如果他想繼續成為這個公司的一份子，
On the contrary, if he wants to be a member of this organization,
他的心就應該經常去想，
He will constantly think to himself,
我可以怎樣去做好上司給我的工作，叫我的上司喜歡？
How can I do the work entrusted to me by the superior better so that I can please him?
例如他給你一個的 assignment,
For example, he gives you an assignment.
你可能會很努力地去研究一下究竟這個 assignment 的需要的東西是什麼。
You may study very hard to try to understand the requirements of this assignment.
你會去問一下你的上司的要求是什麼呢？
You will ask your superior what his requirements are.
你都可能會問一下同事或者其他人究竟怎樣可以做得更加好。
You will also ask your colleagues or the other peers how can you do the work better.
同樣的。
Similarly.
除非我們不想再做基督徒。
Unless we don't want to be a Christian anymore.
但如果我们是很想继续成为神国的一份子，
If we want to be a member of the kingdom of God,
将来有份被主接到天国里面，
And in future, we will be received into his heavenly kingdom.
我们在世寄居就应该好好经常去想。
Then while we live as strangers in this world, we should constantly reflect on this.
我们可以怎样去做好神计划在我们身上想要做。
How can we do better what God plans for us to do?
叫我们可以得主喜欢。
So that we can please the Lord.
第二方面是作为一个被基督买赎回来的人。
Secondly, as people who are redeemed by Christ.
我们所做的事都会考虑到是否可以去荣耀基督。
Everything we do, we have to consider whether it glorifies the Lord Jesus.
在哥林多前书第六章二十节，保罗这样告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, Paul tells us,
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
You were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your body.
身子是什么意思？
What does body mean?
哥林多前书十章三十节，保罗这样解释。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God.
我们身为一个基督徒，我们应该要记得。
As Christians, we have to remember.
神是极之看重神的荣耀。
God takes his own glory very seriously.
圣经说人一切的罪最大的后果就是亏缺神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that all the sins of man, the most serious consequence is to fall short of the glory of God.
所以作为一个被主买赎回来的基督徒。
Therefore, being Christians redeemed by the Lord,
我们就应该经常去留意我们自己。
We should always pay attention to ourselves.
无论生活是遇到顺境或者逆境。
Whether we encounter favorable times or in adversity.
无论是身体上遇到健康或者疾病。
In health or in sickness.
我们都会去想。
We have to consider.
我们的反应是否可以反映出我们的信。
Whether our reaction can reflect our faith.
我们的反应是否可以荣耀神？
Whether our reflection can glorify God.
记得我太太 Letty 姊妹刚刚知道自己患了癌症的时候。
I remember when my wife, Sister Natalie, knew about the news of cancer.
我们当然有难过。
Certainly, at that time, we were sad.
但我们不断地去想。
But we continued to reflect.
我们可以怎样让我们的孩子和其他人可以看得到神是绝对真实可以信靠。
What should we do in order to let our children and other people see that God is absolutely true?
我们又可以怎样让神的话在我们的身上活出来？
How we should live our life so that God's word lives with us?
当时我们在想，
At that time, we were thinking,
死亡不会再是只是口讲，而是一个随时都会发生的事实。
Death is not something we say with our lips, but it is a fact that will appear anytime.
我们可以怎样在这件事情上面照着神的话去生活？
In this matter, how we should live according to the word of God.
好奇妙的，当我们的心只是放在神的荣耀上面的时候。
Amazingly, when our heart were only thinking of the glory of God,
我们想象不到我们竟然可以平安面对这个坏的消息。
Unimaginably, we could face this bad news in peace.
今天姊妹虽然身体仍然有很多的软弱。
Today, although sister's body has still a lot of weaknesses,
但我们仍然盼望我们可以继续好像有保罗一样的心志。
But we hope that we can continue to have the desire of Paul.
保罗在腓立比书的第一章二十节这样讲过。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 20, Paul says,
照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
以拉加的弟兄姊妹都好懂得讲同埋明白主牺牲嘅爱。
The brothers and sisters of Jared Fellowship understand very well and can speak very well about the sacrificial love of God.
但我哋嘅明白系咪只系停留咗喺言语上嘅分享
？But our understanding is it just a sharing in words only？
我哋系咪可以喺我哋嘅身上让人睇得到
？Can we let people see from ourselves？
睇见我哋系相信呢位神系绝对可以信靠
，and enable people to see that this God is absolutely trustworthy。
睇到我哋有一份平安，因为我哋有把握。
Enable people to see that we have this peace because we have this assurance。
有把握，相信神会使万事都互相效力，叫我哋爱神嘅人得益处。
We have the assurance and believe that everything works for the good for those who love God。
睇到我哋真系让神喺我哋身上拥有主权。
Enable people to see that we truly allow God to have sovereignty over us.
睇到我哋嘅生活都考虑到神嘅荣耀。
Enable people to see that in the way we live, we consider God's glory.
睇到我哋都系渴望得到主嘅喜欢。
Can see that we long to please the Lord.
更加嘅系喺我哋嘅生命当中可以睇到神话语嘅真实。
And also enable them to see that in our lives, they can see the reality of the Word of God.
当今日你听到神向你讲嘅说话，你会点去回应
？Today, after you hear what God has spoken to you, how are you going to respond?
如果今年2024年神又差一位天使嚟记录你嘅祷告嘅时候
，In this year 2024, if God sends an angel to record your prayers.
你今年嘅祷告嘅焦点有冇唔同
？Then the focus of your prayers this year, will there be any difference?
今日嘅回应是为耶稣而活。
Today's responding him living for Jesus.
但以呢首诗歌可以帮助我哋去思想。
I pray that this hymn can help us reflect.
亦都盼望喺神嘅恩典同埋神嘅帮助之下。
I also hope that in God's grace and with His help,
我哋各人作为一个基督徒，都会向着一个标杆努力嘅去前进。
We Christian will each strain toward this goal.
就系我哋嘅生命能够荣耀神，讨主喜欢。
So that our life can glorify God and please the Lord.
无论是生是死，都叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
Now, as always, Christ will be exalted in our bodies, whether by life or by death.
而家让我哋一齐起立，我哋同唱今日嘅回应诗，为耶稣而活。
Now let us stand and sing responding hymn, Living for Jesus.
请诗琴。
Thank you.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
我们称赞阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give thanks and praises to you.
你没有按我们的罪过待我们。
You do not treat us as our sins deserve.
你都没有照我们的罪业报应我们。
Or repay us according to our iniquities.
相反，你为了要救赎我们，让我们可以被你称为义。
On the contrary, in order to redeem us and for us to be justified,
你设立了基督耶稣作为我们的挽回祭。
You set forth Christ Jesus as the propitiation.
叫主为我们承担我们的罪业。
You send the Lord to take up our iniquities.
亦都为我们付上罪的最终工价。
And paid the ultimate wages of our sins.
天父怎能如此？我们的主，我们的神，竟然为我们死。
Heavenly Father, how can it be that we should gain that our Lord, our God, should die for us?
天父，你既然这样去拯救我们。
Heavenly Father, since you have saved us like that,
求你就不要让我们徒然相信。
Help us not to believe in vain.
求你恩待你的儿女。
May you be gracious to your children.
求你将你的爱藉着圣灵浇灌在我们各人的心里。
Through your love, may you pour out your Holy Spirit in our hearts.
又叫我们的信有根有基。
So that our faith can be rooted and established.
能够看到为主而活才是生命的真正意义。
To enable us to see living for Christ is the true meaning of life.
求你在今年兴起以勒家。
May you restore Jireh Fellowship this year.
让我们各人可以在自己的生命上去见证你。
Let every one of us testify to you in our lives.
让更多的人同得福音的好处。
To enable more people to receive the benefits of the gospel.
愿以勒家凡事都得你喜欢，又能够将基督显大。
May Jireh Fellowship be pleasing to you in every way and exalt the Lord Jesus.
愿一切的荣耀、颂赞和感谢都归于你。
May all the glory, praises and thanksgiving be to you.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. 会众请坐。
Please be seated.